Well, we start this afternoon with serious concerns about the use of artificial intelligence to create sexually explicit images of women and children on the social media platform X. Ireland's online regulator says it's engaging with the European Commission, and we'll hear from Commissioner Mann in a few moments. But first, Rape Crisis Ireland is now calling for a total ban on these types of images. Here's Dr. Cliona Sadler, its executive director.
We are calling for the nudification functions to be properly regulated, and indeed where the nudification function is purely that, where it's an app, a nudification app, for them to be banned outright. So we're really looking for these to be safety to come first in terms of the design of development and the availability of these tools.
Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been speaking about this on his official visit to China.
I think that's unacceptable. I mean, it's shocking. And certainly it's a matter that we will be continuing to raise with Commissioner Mann and also with the Commission.
Digital Services Commissioner with Commissioner Mann, John Evans, is with us now. Thanks for coming in this afternoon. You've just heard Rape Crisis Ireland there expressing their view on GROC. Do you share their concern?
Very much so. What we're seeing here potentially is the sharing of non-consensual image sharing of adults, which is illegal, and potential generation of CSAM. So it doesn't matter whether CSAM is generated by an artificial intelligence
or not.
When
you say CSAM?
Child sexual abuse material.
Okay.
Yeah. So it doesn't matter if it's generated artificially or not. It's still illegal to have or to share that kind of information. What I would be saying to people, particularly if they're concerned about an image online that they see of themselves that they want to get down, I would encourage them to contact hotline.ie. Next step I would say is either on Garda Síochána, because this is illegal content. To help with the regulation of this area, which we have a very important role in, I would also encourage people to make contact with our contact centre.
Now, this isn't something new. It's not a new problem. We're talking about GROC AI. You have pornographic deepfakes have been in existence for some time.
So the sharing of non-consensual images is illegal, and CSAM is illegal. What the platforms are supposed to do when they become aware of that content on their services is to take that content down. Mm. Okay, and they become aware of that content by consumers flagging it. So this is why we would always say it's important to flag with the service provider that you've seen this content. And we've opened up a number of cases recently which look at how well those mechanisms are working on the platforms themselves.
So you're looking at the processes and the mechanisms there, but you've been engaging with the European Commission in relation to AI and GROC. So what have you been discussing with them?
So we share responsibility for regulating and the very large platforms with the European Commission. So, for example, we would have responsibility for those parts of the regulation that concern how the complaints functions are working and so on. But the European Commission has a very central role here when it comes to what we call kind of risk identification and risk management of their service. So if their service presents a risk, for example, in this case, the proliferation online of child sexual abuse material or non-consensual image sharing, then they're supposed to mitigate that risk. And if they don't do that adequately, then they could fall foul of the Digital Services Act, which can involve very large fines.
But the engagement you've had with the European Commission, where is it at? Do you have meetings planned this week? How urgent is it?
It's very urgent. So we have a team that's dedicated, because they're a very large platform, to the X platform. The European Commission also have a team. So our teams will be pretty much constantly in contact with one another. And, you know, we have a meeting scheduled for this week with those teams to discuss what their progress is. What we hear so far is that they've sent information requests to X to understand the service and the risk it presents.
So at European level, you'll be talking about it more this week. But do we have domestic legislation that can take care of this?
So, like I said, non-consensual image sharing is covered by COCO's law. The CSAM is covered by kind of relevant legislation as well. If individuals are generating or sharing that material, that could fall foul of the law. And that's also why we're talking to An Garda Síochána about this.
We see French authorities, they've begun an investigation of sexually explicit deepfakes generated by Grok. Have you been in contact with EU authorities about that? It's a unilateral action by France. Could we do the same?
I think it's our public prosecutor's office that is pursuing that. It's not our counterpart. Our counterpart there is Arcon, that's the media regulator. We do stay in contact with the regulator there continually. And this is because we have this kind of central role in the European system where all of the complaints arising across Europe relating to this service will end up on our doorstep eventually.
The European Commission, could it shut X down on something like this?
It's possible that they could end up withdrawing parts of the service. So one example I would think of recently was when TikTok went to launch TikTok Lite. There were certain features of that service at the time that were concerning to the European Commission, and that product launch was eventually pulled back while some changes were made and then relaunched. I don't know what the outcome of this situation with Grok is going to be, but it's very serious.
Digital Services Commissioner with Commissioner Amon John Evans, thanks very much for coming in this afternoon.